Hey, it's Janessa.
And I'm Katie.
And this is
Say What?
Hey guys, so I'm back. It's just me again. I mean, it's just me. It's been me and me and me. Everybody's gonna get so sick with just hearing my voice. But I do have a dear friend from college, Miss Jenny Weller. We've got all kinds of fun things to talk about. So we're going to separate it up into two episodes for you guys just because, you know, it gets boring after a while, I'm sure. So, you know.
And we have to cut ourselves off probably.
Yeah. I mean, her and I have no problem talking for 2 hours about the most random shit all the time.
Yep.
So it's all good.
True story.
Yeah. And we'll probably have to pee, like we said. So, you know.
Yep.
Good times. Okay. So Jenny and I met in college. We were suite mates first. And yep. We both went to Long Beach State, so Cal State Long Beach. If you don't know what a suite mate is, so there's what is the other term? I mean, like, what's the other dorm style called?
The regular dorm style is like your bedroom door just opens into the hallway, which I'm really glad we didn't have that.
Yeah.
So you have to like walk down the hall to go to the bathroom. So we had like 3 dorm rooms and then like the bathroom and a common room and then 3 dorm rooms. So we had like a suite to like hang out in.
Which it's weird. Like I was talking to someone, I think it was Jalen. Cause one of her friends goes to San Diego State. And from what it sounds like, everybody shares, like guys and girls all share the same floor. And it sounds like they kind of share the bathrooms. I don't
know. Whatever.
I mean, that could get real tricky. I don't know. And I'm thinking too, like, not to be gross, sorry, Travis, but if you're sharing bathrooms and like girls on their periods, guys don't want to deal with that. That's gross.
Right.
And guys pee, like that's gross. So
yes, it's just cleaning up after my husband is gross.
Yes.
In the bathroom.
And then and your son. Yeah.
All
my husband's not bad. He's good, like putting the seat down and stuff, but Aston, like, dude, can you what happened in here?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I had sent you pictures. I went back. I was in Long Beach seeing some friends a few months ago, and I like swung by campus because I was like, oh, let's go check it out. And okay, like our dorm rooms are there, like our building, and next door they built a brand new one that has like solar power and like they look super fancy. Like I'd be pretty pissed if I was like in our dorm building and then you saw this brand new one getting built. You're like, what's happening?
They probably put the freshman in like the shitty one and then
right.
You gotta earn your way up.
To be honest though, I feel like, I mean, for the time our dorms were cool. I mean, yeah. I was just telling, I'm a teacher, just so you guys know. I was telling one of my seniors, like a grandma talking about my dorm life. Like, oh, I had to wait for like the tech guy to come and install like an Ethernet cable.
Oh,
remember
my
that?
God.
And we had like our desktop computers that were like so heavy and like heavy TVs. Like, I just feel like we're not that old, but like technology changes so fucking fast. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you could definitely gauge like time when people were like youthful. You can gauge someone's age by what they did and access that they had to like technology because it changes. So, I mean, I think I had a flip phone. Well, we had several different types of phones during that.
Yeah. But I mean,
life, but like
I had a landline and I was like waiting for my boyfriend at the time. I'd be like, oh God, I have to wait for him to call me. Cause if I'm not here, like, how does he get a hold of me? Like just weird things. But you know, Long Beach was awesome. I mean, Janessa and I, yeah, we were suite mates and then we moved to apartments. And I think at one time my like bitchy roommate was like, I don't want to live in an apartment anymore. And like, I remember I lived in you and Val's living room.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I brought my fucking twin bed.
Yes.
Posted up in the living room. Like, cause I'm like, I can't go back to Orange County and like commute. Like
no.
That's bullshit. So I lived in your living room. Thank you.
And then we had a big party. Was that for your birthday?
Yeah. My 21st birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember I had take a math test the next day at school and I was dying. Like, I'm pretty sure It was like an 8 a.m. class or something stupid. I don't know why I ever signed up for some of those, but it was, I mean, it was a great party. Remember, we thought we were going to break the balcony because we had so many people on it.
Like seriously question that about that whole building was just questionable. Yeah. I mean,
100%.
And Zena that lived downstairs and then the cops, I remember the cops coming and me opening the door and them being like, no, thank you. And like slamming the door on them. Like, oh, shit. I think someone else went back. I can't remember who. Because I think Val was Val living in Italy that time? And it was just Aaron, or was Val there? I can't even remember.
No, I'm pretty sure Val was there. Yeah, I think so.
Was she?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm not 100%.
I don't remember either.
I don't know. My timeline's all messed up. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Look, that was so long ago. We just, that was fun though. That was a good time.
It
we
was.
Lived in the ghetto. I mean, it was a pretty rough area.
Yeah. But now, I mean, like I said, I mean, I've gone back to Long Beach and like driving around, like stuff you don't realize when you're in college. Like, so I live in San Diego now and like, I teach history, so I love anything history. And driving through like Long Beach and Belmont Shores and being where I live in North Park, everything's the same time period. These 1920s cute houses, like cool 1920s apartments. Like Kristen and I and Jen lived in this apartment in Long Beach and we had no idea. Like, you know, we moved in. It's like super, like it's nice, but not that nice. It's really funky, but we didn't know until we cooked our first meal that there wasn't a garbage disposal. Like, who doesn't have a garbage disposal? We made pasta and I'm just like throwing like extra stuff down. And all of a sudden I'm like, where's the switch? There's no switch.
I mean,
so
that's so easy to install. And why would they not tell the renters that?
Dude, I have no idea. But also when you're like 21, 22, like, right. You know, things you don't, you yeah. think that everyone has it, but then you realize yeah. when you don't. So my hands, in the it was so gross. We were like, we were even like, if we pour bleach on this thing, like, will the noodles go away? That's what was going through our minds. But
I mean, I wonder what would happen. I don't know.
I know, but I also feel like then, like especially in college, like you kind of didn't care where you lived. Like in Long Beach, did we live in some kind of sketchy neighborhoods? Probably, but like. We're not really paying attention to that stuff, right?
Not
we're like
at all.
It's cheap rent. You're living with your friends. Whoever's going to rent to you, we're moving in.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I remember.
But I mean, like, go ahead. I was going to say, just like the dorms were so cool because you know you can just roll out of bed and like go to class and like you meet a lot of people. I mean, obviously, like I met you and we've been friends for like over 20 years, and like it's really just a cool part of college if you have that opportunity.
Yeah,
you know.
I think everybody should live in the dorms. It's just like my first roommate was a fucking weirdo, like weirdo. And that was just a whole different experience. But it was like you're forced to live with somebody and just adapt. And then I moved out and I was roommates with Val.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were all still sweet mates. And then we all kind of branched out and did our thing and it's just, it's nice to be able to wake up, go to class, come back, take a nap if you want. And you're just walking back and forth. You don't have to drive anywhere.
Nope.
It's just, But I was so excited to get the hell out of the dorms once we were like, okay, that was a great experience. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, and I'm a year older than you guys. So, like, I did 2 years in the dorms. So I knew my roommate, Virginia, my first year.
Yeah.
Her and I grew up together, and that was super awesome. And then I like wasn't sure what to do, and so I decided, you know what, I'll live in the dorms again. And I had a random roommate, Allie, who we ended up being from neighboring cities growing up, and we knew some of the same people, which I'm sure you came across too, like meeting people, you're like, hold on, like you realize how small of a world that mm-hmm. is very quickly. Like, wait, you're from here, do you know so and so? And of all the people, they're like, oh yeah, I totally know that person.
Well, you know what's weird? I was telling Gianna, because we just were in Moab this week. Mm-hmm. For her spring break, and we were hiking, and Gianna runs up to me. She's like, mommy, that boy goes to my school. And I was like, well, did you say hi? And she's like, no, I don't know him. I'm like, well, obviously you do know him because he goes to your school. But I was like, isn't that crazy? Like, you're on a random hiking path in Moab. There's tons of hiking paths and you run across somebody who was in your class. Well, he's not in her class. Yep. He's in her grade, but still really weird. And that same thing happened the first time I went to Italy. A guy that was in one of my classes. I don't remember what class it was at college. I remember running into him and I'm like, this is weird. Like we're walking through the streets of, I think we were in Florence or maybe Rome.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm like, that's just random.
Yeah. Totally. And I've had that happen traveling too. Like it's just bizarre just meeting people who know people and you like send a picture, like, look who I'm hanging out with. And they're like, what? How does this happen? But it's cool, you know? And I think we had a really like special and unique college experience. Like not everyone has the opportunity to live in the dorms or go away to school. Like, you know, our parents / my student loans I took out helped me afford that life. But I mean, for me, when I graduated high school, I was like, well, I don't want to be at my parents' house and I don't want to live in Mishibejo anymore. Like, what can I do? Go away to college. Great. And, you know, both of us, like Long Beach wasn't too far from where we both grew up. Like it was close enough, you know, go home and do laundry, get some home cooked meals for mom. You know, and our like road trips, you know, UCLA, Santa Barbara,
I mean,
San Luis Obispo.
We did live the life. UCLA, that was so much fun. What was it? Dee Dee Reese was the ice cream place, right?
It's still there.
Is it?
And okay, so Dee Dee Reese, and then do you remember Buck Fitty? It's a sandwich place. So it's not $1.50 anymore. I think I asked someone and I can't remember the price. Like there's no way it can be $1.50, but yeah, that was like our go-to, like Dee Dee Reese, like any cookie you want, any ice cream. And then
that was because
remember we would go like to the frat parties with Eric's friend Sam and then my friend Julie with like her sorority stuff, and we're living that fake life at a different school.
Yeah, we weren't at that level. We were more like the state school level, but that's okay.
But to be fair, like UCLA, they have these giant ass mansions that we were going to in Long Beach. All our stuff had to be off campus, and all the frat parties were like in the ghetto. Like I literally remember the first one I went to, and I didn't have a car my freshman year. And I remember driving someone else's car because I didn't really drink that much my freshman year. And then that changed a bit. But like, I literally remember parking the car and I like saw these people. And like, you guys, I am like white girl from Orange County. Okay. And I was parking the car and saw two guys legit drinking a 40 on their porch. I was like, oh my God, this is real life. And they waved. And in my head, I'm like, I just hope like our car's still here. Like, and then, of course, you know, we're like going to some dumb frat party and drinking jungle juice and like ghetto birds flying over, and, you know.
I remember going to one with Mimi. We dressed up. Oh, my God. It was like a military style. There was a theme to it. And I remember we went there. We were drinking. And then we just decided to walk home. And we tried to walk through the drive-thru at Jack in the Box on the corner of, I think it was,
I can totally picture it, and I know what you're talking about.
It's like PCH and, what's that street? I can't remember. Anyways, I'm like, oh my God. We walked home. Yeah, it was not, no bueno. To give everybody a frame of reference, the house that Jenny and I lived in for a little while together and then I continue to live in was, so do you remember Zena that lived downstairs? So she would quite frequently get high and on pills, and then her kids would end up at our house. And I remember she braided my hair and I loved it. And my mom's like, when you decided you want to stay in that apartment, I pulled up and I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. She has got to do these things just to get under my skin. But there was like bars on the liquor store that was on the corner. And then, you know, we stay there for, I don't think you were there when the FBI came.
No.
Yeah. But yeah. So fun. Then the FBI came at one point and they came in. Of course, all of them were so good looking. I'm like, for real? We were sitting here watching a TV show, like in our pajamas. And they like come in, flip everything upside down because the guy that had lived there previously was wanted for murder. So I'm like, well, we're not harboring a fugitive. And that makes me feel super comfortable. It's great. Let me just
open a beer. Just some girls going to college.
Just some white girls here hanging out in the ghetto. It's okay. Yeah, that was an experience.
Yeah, so I was on the nursing track for a while at Cal State Long Beach, and I was volunteering at Long Beach Memorial downtown, and it's a level 3 trauma center, has the helipad, all of that. So I was working in the ER like once a week for 4 hours, and like when you were saying all these guys were attractive, it made me remember working in the ER and having all like the EMTs, firemen, et cetera, coming in. And I was 20.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, this is amazing. And I'm really short, you guys. And in the ER, they let me do chest compressions on patients that came in. So I actually had a stool that was reserved for me when I was there.
Gosh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, like, okay. So let me tell you guys. Like,
that's so sweet.
I've been CPR certified since I was like 16. I've been a lifeguard and all this stuff and coaching, swim and water polo, all that stuff. So in the ER, I've never given like real chest compressions to someone. And it is very tiring. Like you have to swap out with people. So like I had my little stool, like trying to get up over my person and stuff. But one of the nights, we had the SWAT team come in. And I got to like follow any doctor or nurse around. Like everyone was super cool, super helpful. So like the SWAT team comes in and one of the nurses I knew was like, hey, there's something going on, like stay with me. And I was like, okay. So someone from one of the gangs in Long Beach had gotten shot and was brought into the ER. So surrounding the hospital were both gangs. So the SWAT team was there. They shut down the hospital. And this is like a Wednesday. I think I worked from like 6 to 10 or something. So I couldn't go home till like 2 in the morning. And one of the SWAT team members like escorted me to my car. Cause like I parked around the corner, like in a employee parking lot.
Oh my God.
So yeah, we were just kind of like stuck in the ER and you can like hear people outside. And yeah, it was pretty crazy. Yeah.
Just a little,
so, you know,
just another day at Long Beach. No biggie. Yeah. Just hanging out.
But, you know, I think about like all of our experiences. Like, I mean, I'm so glad that I went to Long Beach for something different. Like just, you know, way more culture, way, you know, just everything was just like, not white. I mean, you guys, I grew up in Mission Viejo. It's like so whitewashed and ridiculous. Like, and I think I never really realized that until I got older. And actually more so when I started like traveling the world, but also just when I first went to Long Beach, I was like, wow, like this is so great. It's so much multicultural. You're meeting people from all over. And we also had, remember we had like our dorms, the other dorms like up the road and across the street was like the international house. And that's where like all of our international students were. And I got to meet a bunch of them. The hardest class I ever took was a linguistics class. And I had to like interview second language learners. And I had to like transcribe. You guys are probably like so bored right now. Like, shut up. But like, I had to,
no, this
I had
is to, like, life.
But like, I had to transcribe their, like I interviewed them and I had to like transcribe it. And you're learning how like everyone's palate is made differently according to what language you learn. And it was super wild, but it was like really cool to meet people from like all over the world, which then is later in my adult life of traveling and living abroad and stuff. But you know, it's just kind of cool to see like what your random experiences were like when you were younger that kind of build into like your adult life, you know?
Yeah.
So
I did not know that about the palette though. And I do love learning like other languages. It's just so fascinating to me.
Yeah. So we had to compare like kids ages 2 and 3. We would also do an interview with them and transcribe it. And then also like English language learners. So that's why like kids, 2-year-olds, let's say, there's certain letters they can't say because their tongue, like, it's just not formed yet on their palate.
Mm-hmm.
So like the different sound, I'm like, I don't have kids yet, you guys. So I'm like blanking on like what those friggin' words and sounds are. But like, anyways, you guys get it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's funny because I look back at these videos of Aston and then we could, you know, piggyback on our whole Italy trip and your little baby cousin. Yeah. I mean, you look at videos and they just their little voice is so different, and the way they say things are so different. It's just, and it's mm-hmm. so sad to hear him like formulate the real word now. I'm like, oh, it was cute.
The real sound.
Yeah, it was so cute when you said it the wrong way. Oh, dang it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I think, you know, you and I would both agree. Like, we had a great college experience. Yeah. It was a really awesome school to be at. And plus, like, we love sports and, you know, we didn't have football, but like, we have the giant hoop pyramid.
Bummer. Yeah.
I know. But like, we have the giant hoop pyramid. I mean, that was so cool. Plus, we got that gym to work out. We would overlook like the basketball and volleyball teams inside. Not a bad view.
Yeah. And we hung out with all the volleyball, the men's volleyball, which our men's volleyball team was amazing. So were the girls, though.
Yeah. I mean, all of our teams. Plus, like, you know, the dorms we were in was for a lot of athletes. So, yeah. You know, we had everyone in there eating our terrible, gross food. I ate a lot of quesadillas.
Oh, yeah. And the dorms. I remember making these because I learned it from Val, like these little veggie burritos that she would make, and they were so good. I mean, for dorm food.
Yeah.
And then the thing about being in the dorms, though, is you always had that food and you had your snacks, right? Like we had the little, what the hell is that little mac and cheese called? They have Easy Mac.
Oh, that's the best. Yes. Yeah. But like the microwavable ones.
Yeah. We were stocked with those and then all the snacks.
Cup of noodles. You used to have the
sour, like the, what is it?
The sour worms.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom would like go to Costco and like, everyone knew if you had like gone home to your parents for the weekend, like someone's coming home with like a crap ton of snacks.
That's so cute though. I am excited. I wish Jalen went to like a regular, like a big school. She had like a school experience and then I could ship her things, you know.
Right.
You it's like when you're in that moment and you don't have a lot and you come, I mean, I remember just being so excited. It's not like we came from nothing, right? But when you're in college and you're just trying to figure out life and stay alive. But having just those little things like that bag of the sour gummy worms was so yummy. We'd get so excited about that. Oh,
do you guys remember you would always make fun of me? And this still happens. If I eat really sour stuff, I get like super sweaty on like my cheeks. Still happens.
Oh, Val, I remember Val saying, so Val was one of our other roommates. Her dad's cheeks would sweat from when he eats apples. And apples make me burp. It's really weird. Like I full on burp like I drank a soda. So weird. I don't know.
So weird. Well, I learned something new. I didn't know that about you. Maybe you've just never eaten apples in front of me. I have no idea.
Oh, dang.
So kind of going back about our technology in 99, 2000, that stuff. So Janessa and I, we went to visit our friend Val, who was living in Florence. And at the time, like, you know, she's in Florence. The only way we could get a hold of her was like AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh my God.
So all of you that are our age are probably just like, yep, I know that one.
Yeah. You've got mail. And
yeah, totally. And yeah, we had internet like, you know, in our room, but we wanted, Janessa and I don't know if you remember this, but we were like, we need to go to the computer lab on campus because we want to be side by side so we can like do everything we need to do. Because you guys, no iPhone, no laptop, none of it. So frame of reference, September 11th had already happened. And we were supposed to be going in December at Christmas to go visit Val. And we were like, fuck it, let's still go.
Yeah.
Like, let's do it. And it was our first big international trip. Like, I guess for me, like without my parents traveled us a lot. And, we flew from LA to Munich because they had hot pink phones in their airport that we were like,
oh,
and then
my
we
God.
Flew to Florence. But I also, so first of all, you guys, we got, I don't know if it was because of September 11th that happened or what, but I mean, our ticket was what, like 400, maybe 500.
I think it was $630.
I don't know
what I remember, but that was really? That's so cheap to me.
But also we were going to Florence, which is a tiny airport. Like nowadays it would not be that cheap. And, you know, that was a lot of money for us as college students, but you know, it was around Christmas time. We had told our families, like, we don't want presents, like just give us money. And, we got to fly Lufthansa and we were like, wait, it's free alcohol. You're buying, like, so many different little bottles.
Dude, I mean, you can't tell, like, 21-year-olds it's free alcohol.
We're like, wait, okay. Like, let's, I mean, some stuff.
Oh, it's shitty alcohol? That's okay. I'll still drink it. No big deal.
I know. But we also got, I don't know if you remember, we got these, like, little chocolates.
Oh, I remember those. Yep.
It was so good.
I remember my ears being so plugged at, like,
really?
When we were going down, my head felt like it was going to explode because I had a sinus infection. Ugh, it was horrible.
Yuck.
And then, of course, I didn't get any medication, so we get to Italy, and I just remember being like, what? I guess I'm just going to let it kind of dissipate by itself. But it took, like, a day or two for my ears to unplug.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, yeah, so we get to Florence, and, like, I remember we were – okay, so I'll also preface this, you guys. Like, so I've been to 42 countries. Like, I am, like, an expert packer. My husband jokes that I can pack in like 5 minutes. Like, I literally can. He might take 2 hours and pack twice as much as me. However, I'll tell you guys, on this trip to Italy, we were fucking rookies, man. Like, I look back on that and be like, what the fuck were we thinking? But also, like, we just didn't know.
No, so rolling bags. We didn't have, I don't think any of us had rolling bags.
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Like, I had Okay, but let me tell you guys that a rolling suitcase on cobblestones of Florence is like fucking game over.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
Right. I mean, now I like cringe at that because even though you guys, I'm 41 and I still bring a backpack, like a big backpacking backpack on vacation because it's just so much easier, especially in Europe, like the train stations, the walking everywhere, like, rolling your stuff in dog shit like Aaron did in Rome.
that was a whole cluster. We can get on that.
We can. Yeah. I know. But like, you guys, we also brought, I remember I brought a sleeping bag because I was like, I don't know what we're going to be doing because we literally like barely had any plans. We were like, we're going to Florence.
We had none. And that was when they were on the Lide, right? So they hadn't even converted over to the Euro yet.
At New Year's, remember? Yeah. So when we were there, you guys, they closed the banks and stuff for like an extra few days. And when we were at the stores, I still remember they had like two cash registers, like, or at least the cash things.
Yeah.
And they'd have like the Italian lira on the bottom, euros on the top, and they're doing all these conversions. And it was like hot mess.
But we, I mean, our dollar was really strong when they were not on the euro.
Yes.
We were young and all we wanted to do was drink. I mean, it was cheaper to drink the wine than it was to drink the water.
Yes.
We would have these full blown like feasts and it would be dollars.
So cheap.
So
and cheap. The house wine just came in these giant crafts and it was delicious.
Yeah.
And I also laughed too because with all of our bottled water, remember, like, no gas. And now I'm like, oh, I drink bubble water all the time.
I know.
It's delicious. But we were like so anti there. I'm like, oh, Europe was like ahead of the times.
I know. Well, they always are. We were like, why would they drink that? Now all of a sudden, like, can you please give me the bubbly water?
Totally. Snooty. Oh my God. But, yeah, it's just, it's so anyway. So, like, yeah, I brought a sleeping bag and, I mean, also it was winter. So like we had to pack, you know, I bought a pea coat. I had never had a pea coat before and, you know, all of that, but I just kind of laugh and think about like what my packing skills were then versus like, I'm super professional.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we literally had no plans. Like we're going to go and then remember New Year's Eve, we're just standing in Rome. We got tickets to Rome. We went to Rome. No fucking idea what we're doing. And that's when the... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, like, we actually, like, do you remember we were, like, looking in our, like, Lonely Planet book, looking up hotels in Rome, and, like, we were taking turns calling because we didn't even know where we were going to stay in Rome.
Yeah, we just went there with no plans.
Oh, my God.
That was after Aaron had... rolled her bag in dog shit, and then I remember the bird shit on her when we were standing there. She's like,
I'm pretty sure I have a picture of that scene because we're like all standing with our luggage. Aaron's fucking pissed, which I totally get. Like, I totally get it. I think we were like trying to find a hotel, but then like things, you know, some places were quoting us with really high rates because it was New Year's. And like, you guys, I am such a planner. I am so type A. So I'm guessing I just wasn't like that maybe when I was younger compared to now. And it like makes me so cringy to think I just like rolled up to Rome. Like we, you know, we took the train and we were New Year's Eve. Bring it. Let's do it. Like, and remember, like, what was it? Erin had all these traveler's checks and she like couldn't cash them. Yes. And it was just like, oh man.
But you guys, we survived. Such good memories though. Oh my gosh.
I mean, I know.
I think that was honestly one of the, I still tell Alan, it's like one of the best times. I just remember being in the piazza in Rome and being like drinking limoncello and it's New Year's Eve, right. Like in the evening, we're counting down. I just remember being like, this cold is fucking amazing. I mean, we were so young, no clue what we were doing.
Nope.
And it was just, it was just so amazing. And then we go visit your family in Sicily. Yeah, that was another experience.
I know. So you guys, I am Italian. And before we were planning this trip, once again, I know I keep saying, but like going back to like what technology was not there. Like I think about now, you guys traveling, it's so easy. I just bring my iPhone, like connect everyone, like people I meet traveling, add them on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Here's a picture, text it, airdrop it, whatever. So I worked at BJ's for a really long time in Huntington Beach. I was a waitress. And I still remember, like, I'll backtrack for a sec. I was sitting in class at Long Beach, bored, handwriting letters to my family that I'd gotten addresses for in Sicily to be like, hey, my friends and I are going to be in Italy. We would love to come to Sicily and meet you guys, blah, blah, blah. So, and I had a cell phone because I remember it was like Christmas Eve or a few days before because we left. Did we leave on Christmas or the day after?
I think it was the day after.
I think so too. So anyways, literally a few days before we were going, I get a phone call that was like, hey, you should contact this person, like who's our cousin Virginia, like she speaks English, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. So I get in touch with her. I think I got like her email and, you know, we kind of arranged what we were going to do. So like, after Rome, we went to Naples. Lovely. Yep. Shitty. Naples,
like, they have amazing pizza.
They do. And you know what? I've been to Naples twice with you and then later with my mom. Both times there was a trash strike. I'm like, what the fuck?
You're okay. It smells like shit, guys. Let's just get it moving. Yeah, that's what they always go on strike in Italy.
I know. Well, in Venice, when I was there one time, like the water taxis were on strike. So we had to like figure out how to, I'm like, come on guys, what are we doing? But anyways, yeah. So like after Naples, Val had to go back to school and I think Erin was flying home and then Janessa and I still had time. So we like loosely planned out what we were doing in Sicily. And so we get on an overnight train.
No fucking idea. Again, what we're doing, we're just so excited. Little white American girls, we're here.
Yeah. And like, and I would say in mainland Italy, like we got by well enough. Between like us knowing some Italian and Spanish and whatever, Sicily was like a whole different ball game. You know, we get it. So it's an overnight train, right? So we get into our compartment and, there's no beds, but there were like these like benches, you know, that kind of, you look at the other person. So this like little adorable grandmother is sharing sharing the compartment with us, and I like she was trying so hard to tell us stuff, and like once again guys, we had to have a dictionary in our hands,
and she spoke words. Sicilian, she didn't speak Italian and we didn't speak Italian, but we had our little Italian book, so we didn't, nothing was translating because Sicilian is not the same as Italian, it's very different language. So it was quite the experience.
Well, and we're trying to like listen to what she says, and I'm like, okay, how do you spell that? Okay, let's try and find it. Like, oh man, there were lots of charades going on. But bless this little Nona, like she saved us probably from like getting robbed in the middle of the night because she she showed us that the benches turned into like a giant, what, king size bed basically. Yeah. So we could actually lay down. because it was really long. And she also got out her pantyhose from her luggage and tied it around our doors.
Yep.
Which definitely got jiggled and people tried to get in the middle of the night.
Yeah, because I was right next to the door and I remember someone trying to get in and I open the window and the guy does that like lick your vagina thingy through the window. I was like, okay, close a little shade there. Thank you, yep. Nona. I appreciate you saving our lives here.
Yeah. And, okay, so you guys, like, going from Naples to Sicily, there's the body of water, we have to get to another landmass, and rumor has it that, like, they could easily build a bridge that both cars and ferries could use, trains, sorry, but, like, supposedly, right, this is what we were told, that, like, the mafia owns these ferries for trains and cars to get across to Sicily. And they said that also they have to like take your train apart to like get onto this ferry. So, I mean, we were both awake because you could kind of tell, like, it wasn't just humming along. You were like, wait a second, what's this? And like, at least from my memory, I remember opening the window and I swear to God, you guys, this is December. I just see dudes in like black trench coats.
Yeah.
Trench coats. No, coats.
Making up new words today.
You know,
Friday, spring break,
whatever. I know. Oh man, I'm brain dead. But yeah, I just remember looking out and I probably like turned to you like, oh shit. Like, yeah.
Remember that. Like, what is going on?
I know. Yeah. So we get to Palermo was our first stop. We had to be in the train station to change trains. And, you know, we were like, all right, cool. Like, let's go like grab coffee, whatever. And I had never loved coffee until I went to Italy. I mean, it's delicious.
Yeah, it's very different too.
You just don't need to put anything in it. Mm-mm. You know, like their espresso is just so good. So Janessa and I were like, all right, let's get some food. Let's do this. Let's go to the bathroom. Do you want to tell that story?
Oh no, you tell it. Cause I don't, I'm.
Oh, okay. So
I remember the grapes. The giant grapes.
Yeah, because remember we had a camcorder with us? Was it your dad's or my dad's?
Oh, it was my dad's. I have it.
Yeah, I know. We need to freaking transfer that. So that video plus when Kristen and I drove to New York, we have a video from that. And like Eric, my husband, is always like, I need to see this. I'm like, oh God, I got to preview it first, but same with Italy. But like, so Janessa and I go to the bathroom and I think we were like recording something and like we walk in and then like EMTs come running in and someone was like shooting up in the bathroom and had like passed out on the ground.
My God.
Do you remember?
I forgot about that.
We were like, fuck.
Okay.
Just gotta pee, but wow. I hope you live. So like all these like they're just like running in there and I think like I had looked at you kind of like, hey, turn the video off because we were like just fucking around and yeah, that was like, oh, welcome to Sicily. Good times.
Palermo guys too is not like the greatest city, so yeah.
Yeah. I mean it's a train station, you know, we're just there.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking a lot. So do you want to start talking more about Sicily?
Yeah, no. And then we got to meet your lovely family, which was great. I actually was watching the video and I was showing the kids, your family, like we were at dinner with all your family and they're all speaking Sicilian. And we're like, oh, Jenny and I look like these, like we're lost deer in the headlights. We're just smiling like, this is great. And then your cousin's like translating for us.
Right.
But it was so cool. I mean, we just got to experience like Italian life, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I remember the next day your cousin had to go to work. And so she left us. Was it with her mom or?
No, I think it was her aunt. Okay. I mean, I'll just say a relative, like everyone's related. And you guys in Italy, and it's by generation. So you have, you know, like whoever and their spouse and kids, and you have parents and then grandparents, like you all live like in the same apartment building or in the same town. And this town, we have Castellammare del Golfo. And like all of our, it was my first time going somewhere that like ancestors had lived. So it was like pretty cool. Like they live on the water. And like, I am a lover of the ocean and the beach and all of that. So I was like, huh, okay, like this is cool. And everyone there, I mean, gosh, it's like 30 people. Like, I don't even know how many people we met, but like,
so many.
Also, once again, keep in mind, this is what, 2001 turning 2002. Yeah. So as far as the internet goes, there was probably nothing there. I mean, we were using calling cards on our trip to like call our parents, remember?
Oh my God. And we'd have to go like, to the internet cafe.
Totally. The internet cafe, it's wild. But like, I remember like we were trying to explain where we're from and a lot of them literally had no concept, you guys, of like Southern California. California. I mean, they knew like America, but you know, we were trying to be like Disneyland, you know, we're trying to think of anything. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. And so just for context, you guys, so like my great grandfather in Sicily, like he had just gotten married and basically told the family, yeah, I'm gonna go to mainland Italy to work. I'll catch you guys later. He actually got on a boat, went through Ellis Island, lived in New York eventually. His wife came and all of this stuff. So that's how kind of some of our family got over to America. And a lot of them settled in like Louisville, Kentucky, which I still haven't been to and I need to go. But it's just kind of wild. There's still so many of them there. And like, you know, their life's like really, like it's just pretty chill. Mm-hmm. Like they live by the water. They have like, the family has like this farmhouse where they grow a lot of like their vegetables and their fruits. And, you know, it was, and I mean, the food, you guys, like 10 course meal. I don't even know how many courses we had. Like, yeah. I was like, holy crap. This is why you drink coffee, because you need to like wake yourself up after.
And kind of so like help your body digest all the food. Oh my, because I remember when your cousin went to work and then she left us with them and they didn't speak any Italian. They didn't speak any English and we didn't speak Sicilian. And we were like, and then your relative was just she's just an older little lady and she's bringing us down the street to someone else's house and they're feeding us and giving us, you know, espresso, and then we're going to another house and they're feeding us and giving us espresso. And here Jenny and I are like, yay, this is so much fun. What are we doing? And then I remember like a black car with blacked out windows pulls up. Someone runs up, grabs something from it. And then the windows go up. You can't even see who's in there. And then the car takes off. And I remember it was a Mercedes. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah. And I don't know if you remember this when we were like driving somewhere, there was like some like memorial by like a bridge and I had asked Virginia about it. And she like gave me this look and I was like, and she's like, the bridge got blown up. And I was like, oh, okay. So that was like a memorial to whoever died because someone clearly wanted someone dead.
Okay. Yeah. That's,
you know,
good experience.
But like, but actually, I want to go back to when we first got to, was it Syracuse or Taormina that was like our first city?
Oh, girl, you're asking the wrong person.
I can't remember, but I just keep in mind, you guys, we had changed trains in Palermo and then we got to this city and we're like, yay, cool. We just like want to shower and go to our hotel. And like, I don't know, it was maybe like 8 a.m., 9 a.m. and like no one was around. We were like looking around and we're like, wow, what's happening? And like, we then later find out it's Epiphany, like super Catholic, you know, country. So like it was closed till like lunchtime or something. I don't even know. But we were like, what's happening? Yeah. What's going on? Someone died. Like, why is no one out here? But also Sicily was so different from mainland Italy. I mean, we noticed like, I mean, the people look different. I mean, you guys, like Sicily was conquered by so many different civilizations that it is like such a mix of culture and ethnicities that live there. People looked very different than in mainland Italy, obviously the language, but also it was warmer. We were stoked because it was so cold in Florence and Rome that when we got to Sicily, we like, it just felt so warm and we had like the sea and like a lot of seafood, you know, just very different. It was really cool. It was really cool. But of course it was so special for me to meet my family and I was like taking notes. And then years later, I was able to take my mom and some of our cousins back to meet everyone, which was like so special. That's and so cool.
I forgot about that too.
Yeah. And so, you know, I just think of like, I took the chance to be like, oh, I should just like rate these people and see like what they're doing. Would love to come visit you.
I mean, it was just such a cool experience to have that and like live in the life of, you know, live their life for a quick second, because touring and traveling is one thing, but it's not like the real life. Yeah, I mean, you know, from living outside of the United States. So
Yeah, totally. I mean, it was just, it was such a cool experience, and also kind of like the naive little 21 year olds that we were. We're like, let's just go. Like, okay. I mean, I would still do the same now.
Yeah.
You know, I would pack way less shit.
Yeah. And maybe plan it a little bit better, make sure, you know, because in Italy, Sunday, they just don't, no one wants to work. And like grocery stores are closed for the most part.
Yep.
You just, it's a day of rest, literally a day of rest. Mm-hmm. And so people come out and they walk around and they, you know, it's everybody relaxes.
Yep.
Yeah. And I just, I don't know. And they, you know, they also will just close the door and take off and not come back for hours because that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
And they go on holiday too, depending on the season and where you're located.
Yeah.
They'll just close shop for 3 months and take off.
Yep.
Yeah. What they do.
Yeah. No, totally.
Same thing with the trains. Yeah. Remember the trains? Like sometimes they go on strike and you're like, well, I have a ticket for this train.
Yeah. Well, doesn't matter.
Yeah. So sad. Too bad. They're not working today.
All right. Nope. Not at all. But yeah, I mean, and I know you and I have talked about it. I mean, it would be so fun to go back to Italy again together and just like, eat our faces off and drink delicious wine and be great.
I want to go back. I just want to show Alan like where I lived and where like the places that we went. It's just, it's so funny because it's the only thing that so Jenny and I traveled there, and then the year after I went back and I actually lived there for several months. So that's the only thing truly that I regret is coming home from Italy. Like that's the only thing for me that I feel like was unfinished. And I don't know why I feel like that. But I know that I wasn't supposed to leave at that time. That was my own choice, but that's a whole different story. But
different time.
Yeah. Different time, different story, different day. But yeah, I loved it there. And I have my dad's side of the family is there too. So when I lived there, I was able to go. But he's from very, very northern, not Idaho. Italy. Yeah. So that was really cool. I didn't get to meet any family members, and it was a different, whole different trip. But yeah. So.
Yeah. But it's still just cool to go back somewhere that like Florence, like you love. I mean, I don't even know if I could get, I think I could get around. I mean, Florence is not that big, but I'm sure store names are different, you know, things change, but still we're just going to eat gelato twice a day and lots of pasta and lots of wine and watch the sunset over the Arno.
Yeah.
Which was so fun. Gosh.
I do. I just see pictures and those videos and I think, wow, we just lived a really fun life. I mean, that was so amazing.
Yeah.
Such good memories. Such good memories.
Totally.
Then you decided to go live somewhere else, which we can dive into in the next episode. But is there anything else you wanted to add to this one?
I mean, I can give a mini lead up to our second part, basically. Yeah. I had said before I was going to, go to school to be a nurse. I wanted to be a travel nurse. And I was at Cal State Long Beach, finished all my prereqs that were not fun. And my counselor was like, yeah, cool. So it's a 3-year waiting list. And I was sobbing. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm already in a what's happening? So I switched my major to education of what's the quickest way I can get out of here and then go to a community college to do nursing. Cause it was doesn't matter. BSN or RN doesn't matter. So swim and I was I'm still going to go to nursing school. I wanted to go to Cuesta up in SLO. And if I didn't get in within a year, my sciences were going to lapse. So I'm okay, I'm still competitive. So when I started coaching at my old high school, Capistrano Valley, I was like, oh, high school kids are cool. So I was doing my credential and master's, subbing, coaching, doing all that. I lived back with my parents in Mission Viejo, which was like, all right, deep breath. But like, you know, there was no point for me to like, I was commuting for the first year, like from Huntington. I'm like, okay, this is really stupid. So, you know, lived back with my parents to save some money. And I, after my first year of teaching at Capo, I got laid off because this is 2009 when everything just tanked. And I was like, that was like a big reality check for me of kind of like, you know, you're like going along in your life, like, cool, I'm gonna have a job here, I'm doing this. But, and then it's like, oh, fuck. I was 29, kind of this like crossroads. And I was like, okay, well, I love to travel. I can't get a job in America. So I started applying to jobs in Asia, which I had actually never traveled to. So we can talk about that in part two.
Yes. Her Asian living and all the fun things that come with that. Yay. All right. So that will be on episode two of my discussion with Jenny Weller. All right, guys. All right. Thanks for tuning in, and we will be back with a second episode. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Time's up, people. Hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as we did.
Yeah. And come find us on social media, on Instagram, Say What Podcast 2021. Give us a follow. If you have questions or topics you want us to cover, you can slide that right into our DM.
Slide it in like butter, baby.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review.
Cheers.